Lili Nishmas Rav Kleine Mishkamen Ben Revi Melech. Yuma Per Gimel Mishna Aleph. Amar Lema Mamuna. The Mamuna said to a person that was standing high up in a high physical location, who is this Mamuna? So the Rav says, like Rashi, which is the Skan Kohen. Taisizanta brings Taisus that holds that this is not the Skan Kohen. And he says it's possible that it's the person that was in charge, the Mamuna Ala Paisus, the one that was in charge of the lotteries. So the Mamuna said, Suru'u, go out and see, imigiyaz man ashchita, if this man shchita has come. Shchita is puzzle at night. He said, go out and see on a high place that they had in the Mikdash, imigiyaz man ashchita, if this man shchita has arrived, this man shchita, shchita is puzzle at night. The Torah says, biyom sivchachem. Mikiveger brings the Gemara that says it's dafke shchita, because there was really one thing that came before shchita that also was during the day, and that was setting up the two sticks for the marocha. Nevertheless, if you would set up those two sticks for the marocha while it was night, you'd have a way of fixing it. But if you shecht it at night, there's no way to fix that, obviously. So obviously they were more careful by shchita. Im higia, so if it was morning, this man shchita came, haroa omer barkai. The person that was looking out would say, barkai, which means that the dawn has flashed and has shone. Matisi ben Shmuel Omer, he says what the Mamuna said was the following. Heir pnei chol ha-mizrachad shebechevron, because the whole eastern sky lit up until Chevron. Chevron we know is south of Yerushalayim, and you could still see it. Vu Omer hein, and if it was that time, he said yes. Meaning it was a little bit later in the day. It wasn't mamish alos ha-shachar. It was a little lighter where there was light in the sky. And the reason that he mentioned Chevron was to give kavod to the Avos HaKadoshim. So therefore he mentioned Chevron. And the Rav says the halacha is like Matisya ben Shmuel. And which is interesting is that Matisya ben Shmuel in Shkolim was actually the Mamona ala Paisis. He was this Mamona. So Taisi Yontif says, and it's quite possible, that that's the reason that over here the Rav and the Rambam both paskin like Matisya ben Shmuel, because he was actually Mamona. He was the one that actually did this.